蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
在一个高速发展的社会之下，人们早已经习惯了自给自足的生活方式。如果迷路了，就用 GPS 来定位；如果不知道该怎么办了，就上网查一下资料。你还记得上一次开口向人求助是什么时候的事情吗？这里是良友电台的双语节目《蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today》，我是乐心，和我一起主持的是 Charles Morris。说到开口向人求助，如果呢只是求帮一个小忙，比如帮忙照顾一下孩子，或者呢帮忙买多一份盒饭，这样的事情呢我们还是很容易开口的。但是假设你急需用钱了，你需要200块钱的时候，你会想到找谁借呢？有一些人宁可找朋友，也不愿意找家人。也有些人宁可是还利息向陌生人借，也不愿意找朋友借。在这个地方，乐心并不是在论断。有的时候呀，我也会问自己这个假设性的问题，那就是哪一天当我穷困潦倒的时候，谁是第一个我会想到要求助的人呢？我觉得这个问题就迫使我认真的来思考，到底我信任谁呢？到底谁是我一想到就觉得安全、放心的人呢？你有没有一个让你想到就觉得心安的人呢？诗篇的88篇一开始就说到：“耶和华拯救我的神啊，我昼夜都在你的面前哀求，愿我的祷告达到你面前，求你留心听我的呼求。”一个人要去到什么样的程度，才会发现身边实在没有其他人可以帮助，只能求告神呢？又或者说，一个人要和上帝的关系亲密到什么样的程度，他才会昼夜哀求神呢？这段时间，我们一直在看全世界因信仰的缘故受到各种逼迫的基督徒，他们的生命见证。这些人因着不肯放弃信仰，遭受到了非人的待遇。他们是否会像诗人那样极力的、昼夜的、流泪的向神祷告呢？其实，按着肉身来说，实在是没有一个人甘愿为信仰受到这样的痛苦。然而，这些人，他们持守住了。就像希伯来书里面说到的，你们要回想从前的日子，那时你们蒙了光照，忍受了许多痛苦的煎熬，有时在众人面前被辱骂遭患难，有时却成了遭受同样情形的人的同伴。你们同情那些遭监禁的人，你们的家业被抢夺的时候，又以喜乐的心接受，因为知道自己有更美长存的家业。所以你们不可丢弃坦然无惧的心，这样的心是带有大赏赐的。你们还需要忍耐，好使你们行完了神的旨意，可以领受所应许的。因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不延迟。我的义人必因信得生，如果他后退，我的心就不喜悦他。但我们不是那些后退以致灭亡的人，而是有信心以致保全生命的人。一首诗歌之后，就让我们进入 Charles 对嘉宾 Helen 的访问。
Haven Today opens with the music group Sailor and We Must Not.
Come now let us reason together. There is work to be done.
I can feel the darkness coming on. It's coming on strong. But the Father's love is deeper still, and the whole wide world is a mission field. Take my hand, let's hold each other up.
Psalms for the Persecuted Church. That's what we're calling this haven today as we open with We Must Not by Selah. In a moment, we're going to look at the darkest psalm in all Scripture, a psalm prayed by the persecuted church and maybe even by you. I've prayed this psalm more than once, but this psalm will lead you too to hope, as it has me many times. I'm looking forward to this, but first I want you to hear a story from a woman named Helen. I met her a few days ago at the largest persecuted church conference ever held in Washington. She's from Eritrea in Northeast Africa. Her country had relative freedom from religion after they gained their independence from Ethiopia in 1991. But in 2003, the government shut down a majority of Christian churches. Only certain Orthodox or Roman Catholic churches were allowed to remain, so the church went underground. And Helen led Bible studies in that underground church. One night in 2004, at a late-night gathering, Helen's class was interrupted by a group of drunken police officers. They beat her and her teenage students severely before they were arrested.
We were imprisoned in a shipping container. They pushed around 10 of us into one container. It was very dirty and full of lice that jump around and beat us. So it was hard to sleep because we were beaten so frequently. When you woke up in the morning, your entire body was red from the beats. The container were also very cold at night and very hot during the day. You receive very little food and there was no enough air. Food or light, the atmosphere was suffocated and the floor was always wet. There was no toilet. We were only given one small packet to share for those who whole night in everyone had stomach problem. They had to use the packet also. So the container smells awful because there was so many of us using it. At first, there were only Christians in the container, including some we had met in Adda Abeto. Then more Christians arrived. who had been arrested in other raids. Eventually, some non-Christian women were also placed in the container. Conditions were very harsh. We were always tortured. If you refused to sign a paper, abandon your faith, they did many terrible things to you. I continued to refuse, so many got fed up with me and went to teach me a lesson.
Helen was removed from that shipping container and placed in a more solitary container with a woman who was going crazy. Her situation grew worse as her cellmate constantly, day after day, screamed and jumped, preventing Helen from sleeping and eating. Helen needed to always be alert in order to not be harmed by her cellmate. But even in this climate, Helen took it upon herself to write letters to fellow prisoners, sending them Bible verses she had memorized, encouraging her fellow sisters in Christ to stay strong in the Lord. Eventually, however, the guards discovered the letters.
I was taken out of the container. They made me sit on the ground, surround me, and ask me where the Bible was that I was using to research the scripture in the letter. I said I did not have one, and that the words were in my head. They replied, "Okay, so we can destroy it then." They began to attack my head with their feet, fists, hands, and anything else they had. Then I became very dizzy. As they were hit me, prisoners who saw that was happening, screaming at them to stop, but couldn't help because they were locked in. They eventually stopped and threw me back into the container. I had a terrible headache all night. The next morning, I was chained and taken to room for more torture, even though I was already bloody hurt from the previous beating. The guards who tortured me began by saying, "I know you were teaching prisoners, but now you are teaching guards. You must stop." I reply, "I am in prison for this. If someone asks me, I must tell them." He beat me countless times, taking 5 minutes break, so regain his energy. He specifically target my hands and fingers, saying, "Those are the ones that do the writing." My entire body was swallowed and shake involuntary. He was shouting as he beat me, while I kept silent. During one of the 5 minute break, he said, "Helen, you must stop saying Jesus." I said, "No, I accept him until death." He continued to torture me until he had no more strength. As he sat exhausted, he said, "Helen, what do you think? You did your job, I'm doing my job. Both of us have done well." He then called the guard, shout, "Get her out of my sight." I was dizzy. My body had been beaten until it was deep red and blue. I was completely unable to walk. So they dragged me back to the container. They tried to chain me, but my hands were too swollen to fit. It is only recently that I have begun to walk again after receiving treatment in my adapt home, Denmark. In total, I was imprisoned for 32 months. Today, I am free, and when I see a shipping container, it is hard for me to imagine how I survived. However, because of my faith, my experience made me strong. I am not afraid of anything now. I have been real hardship, and my God was with me. So now when life is easy, I am not afraid to speak out behalf of those hundreds of others who still are in awful situation.
I so appreciate Helen Barani's heart for those who are still in prison today for simply following Jesus in Eritrea and the rest of the world. I asked her who Jesus is to her.
Jesus is my friend. He's more than anybody. He's my friend.
Isn't that sweet? Through all the suffering that she experienced because of the name of Jesus, She knows he is her friend. This is Haven Today and Psalms for the Persecuted Church. I'm Charles Morris, and thank you for taking part of your life to spend with people like Helen Barani and with me.
谢谢 Helen 的分享。老实说，当乐心听到他的描述时，眼前呢就是一幅幅他被殴打的画面，那么的逼真，就像电影里的场景一样。然而，听着他这样的描述，我也会觉得非常的心痛。32个月呀，这是2年零8个月的非人的遭遇。Helen 的经历让乐心想到了同样为义受苦的约伯，也让我想到了我们信上帝，我们的信究竟有没有条件呢？如果有，那么我们是真的信上帝，还是信那个条件呢？接下来乐心想要和你分享的是杨飞利在《无语问上帝》当中的一段话。这一段话呀，乐心每次读的时候都会忍不住在反思，我到底信的是什么。他说到，上帝创造起初的时候呢，所发出来的一个问题就是，人类会选择爱我还是会选择反抗我。从上帝的角度来说，这是人类历史中最中心的问题了。这个问题从亚当开始就问起来了，一直问到了约伯，再问到了世上曾经活过的每一个男男女女，其中也包括了正在收听节目的你还有我。上帝在问我们，人是会选择爱上帝呢，还是会选择反抗上帝呢？魔鬼撒旦否认人有真正的自由。当然了，我们有夏娃的自由意志。这一点呢，在亚当和所有他的后嗣身上都证明出来了。但是，如果要上诉，要不计代价的信靠上帝，或者说，当信仰只是境遇或者条件的产物呢？约伯记的篇章就暴露出来了，撒旦他是第一个伟大的行为学家。什么意思呢？他就认为人是被支配着来爱上帝的，也就是说，如果把神所赏赐给人的东西拿走，这个人的信心就会垮台。约伯的试炼就是对人类的自由意志进行了一项重大的考验。古代是这样，现代也是这样。今天这个属于行为主义的时代里面，以为人类呢只不过是一串 DNA 的结构，基因群的本能，文化的条件，还有一些历史潮流的冲击所组合而成的。但是即使在行为学的时代当中，我们也宁愿相信人类每天所做的千万种的选择仍然是算数的。约伯记也是如此的坚信，一个人的信心会产生不同的结果。人会对上帝产生失望，经常是因为遭遇到类似约伯的环境而引起的，比如孩子的死去、悲惨的意外、工作的丧失等等。我们也会带出像约伯所问的问题，为什么会临到我呢？上帝怎么会跟我作对呢？上帝怎么会显得如此遥远呢？其实读过约伯记的人，我们就会知道幕后的赌注。但是呢，等到这样的试炼临到我们自己的身上的时候呀，我们就不会有这样的眼光了。当悲剧来临的时候，让我们陷入迷雾的昏暗中，我们就看不见幕后的情形。约伯信心的战场是失去财物、失去家人以及健康，而我们所面对的挣扎也许有些不同，或许是事业失败了，或许是婚姻摇摇欲坠了，或许呢是差劲的身材以至于交不到好朋友等等。我们总是希望上帝来改变，假如我能够长得漂亮、英俊一些，事情就会顺利些。假如我有更多的钱，或者呢，至少找到了一份工作， 我就能很容易来相信上帝。事实上，就像约伯记说到的，最大的战场不在乎外面，而在于我们的心里。我们要不要信靠上帝呢？约伯记教导我们，当最难相信和最不可信的时候，是最需要信心的时候。约伯的挣扎显示出圣经在别处已经解释过的一个重要真理，那就是我们的抉择攸关全局，不仅决定我们自己的命运，令人惊奇的是，我们的决定也更加攸关上帝和他所统管的宇宙。约伯记对为什么受苦这个问题没有提供满意的答案，却取而代之的问了另外一个问题，到底这一切的目的在哪里呢？约伯记让我们看到答案，就是我们在经过试炼之后，仍然要对上帝保持信心。上帝为什么要让邪恶痛苦嚣张地存在这个地球上？为什么他能在眨眼之间可以成就的事情，却要留给我们慢吞吞地来进行呢？上帝为什么要延迟呢？上帝是为了我们的缘故才延迟退缩，因为我们是他再造计划的中心。我们的存在就是向宇宙间的势力来宣告，宣告万物恢复的工作已经在进行中。我们继续来听 Charles 的分享，他将要和我们分享的是诗篇的88篇以及89篇。
Psalm 88 has been called the darkest psalm in Scripture for a reason. All the rest of the lament psalms end with a ray of hope, but you won't find it here. And yet, the plea for help from above has been prayed by the sons of Korah and by people who follow Almighty God and the Lord Jesus Christ from the earliest days of the church. Lord, you are the God who saves me. Day and night I cry out to you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. I'm overwhelmed with troubles, and my life draws near to death. I'm counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like one without strength. Psalm 88 may not seem to offer hope on a first read. And yet, I've prayed it many times. I hope you as well. And certainly it's a prayer for the persecuted church. Its presence in the Psalter shows that a believer can feel depressed and even have nothing good to say to God at the moment. But it's the darkest psalm in the Bible. Verse 6, You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily on me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves. You have taken from me my closest friends and have made me repulsive to them. I am confined and cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. The writer of Psalm 88 can barely gasp a few hints about his positive feelings toward God. Yet at the same time, in his darkness, his relationship with the Lord is declared, the God who saves me, and he prays to his God. He wants to return to a life and prayer of praise. All we can do sometimes is pour out our hearts to God and simply wait on the Lord. The grave and the pit spoken in this psalm symbolize death. We can join with this writer in asking for divine deliverance. We can expect God to answer because he always does. He doesn't forsake his people, whether you're held captive in a shipping container like Helen, or you're overwhelmed by the events in your life today. The Lord hasn't left you. Do you believe this, even when you see darkness as your closest friend? Why can I say you will find hope in the Lord, even though it may seem to be missing at the moment? I say this not just because of Psalm 88. It's hard to understand. But the way to understand Scripture has always been with Scripture. So may I suggest you do what I've always done. Meditate on a psalm, this psalm in your darkness, but keep on reading. Read on to Psalm 89 that follows, I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. I believe with all my heart that the Bible is inspired by God's Holy Spirit. I also believe that the order of God's Word is by His design. And that's why Psalm 89 is given following the darkest psalm in all of Scripture. Verses 14 through 18, Psalm 89. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They celebrate your righteousness, for you are their glory and strength. And by your favor, you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. Psalm 89 ends Book 3 of the Psalter. It's a royal psalm. It focuses on God's promises to David. These two psalms can fit any time of crisis. This weekend, keep reading. Let Scripture interpret Scripture for you in your darkness. Keep reading on to Books 4 and 5 of the Psalter. It gets better because it's revealed to us that God is never distant from us. The Lord never wants us to find hope in our circumstances, in our passing lives. Our hope is found only in the Lord. Jesus hasn't left you if you claim Christ as your Savior. Ponder this and live for Him.
I will sing of your great love. My mouth will make you known. And I'll declare that your great love stands firm throughout the heavens. For who in the sky is like you, Lord, who rules over the raging sea? All of the earth and heaven are yours. Your arm will scatter your enemies. And I will sing of your great love. My mouth will make you known. And I'll declare that your great love stands firm throughout the heavens. The
This is Haven Today, and I'm Charles Morris, Psalms for the Persecuted Church, and that is a musical version of Psalm 89.
谢谢你的收听，这就是今天的全部节目内容了，也是我们的最后一集来分享 Psalms for the Persecuted Church。在这五节的节目当中，我们听到了不同的弟兄姊妹，他们为了信仰受患难的许多美好的见证。不知道在这许多的见证里面，有哪一个是最为你感动的呢？有哪一个又是让你最有负担，很渴望为到当地人，为到当地的信徒而努力的去跟神祷告呢？我们的短信号码是13229966122，非常欢迎你把听完节目之后的感受来和我们分享，也欢迎你把你的代祷需要告诉乐心和 Charles。 短信的开头请你加上蓝天两个字，那乐心和 Charles 呢，就在明天的同一时间和你分享新系列的节目。愿神保守你，也愿神赐福给你。我们明天不见不散，拜拜。
Come now, let us reason together. There is work to be done. There's a lot of evil around us. I can feel the darkness coming.